My mom for a week, and I know none of you know my mom, but that's a long time. I always say, my mother in short doses is brilliant. So some of us maybe didn't get raised with the Brady Bunch mother, and it was interesting because I went back and did a lot of chores for my mom, and of course I'm painting, and she's like, you missed a spot, and it's like, I know. I meant to. It's like, okay, I think I'm going to go visit my brother right now. I'll be back. Because sometimes in short doses. And if you've taken my forgiveness workshop, you know, when you do forgiveness, you do a lot of writing and ripping. And when I first went to therapy, yeah, I went to therapy for about a week. But I did do a lot of different classes to work on myself and to heal the stuff of the past. And they always want you to write a letter to your parents and then rip it up or burn it or release it somehow. Well, I wrote a letter to my mom and I thought, this is brilliant. She should know this. So I mailed it to her. Yeah, I've been making up for that for a long time. But it wasn't until a year later my sister called me and she's like, you're supposed to rip those letters up. I'm like, Rhonda, I sent that like a year ago. And she's like, oh, wow, she's just acknowledging it now. Well, what I learned is when I am not happy with myself, it's easy to want to project onto our parents. And at that time in my life, I was not happy with myself. But by a year later, I was good. All is well with me. So I did everything I could to apologize to my mother. I wrote her this whole poem, all these wonderful things I learned from my mother. And I took her on a cruise, doing everything I can to make it up. I mean, just got back from a week's chores for my mom, so. And there are certain things that she still remembers and she brings it up, and it's like, remember? We had forgiveness about that. Ooh, let's let it go. So. Listening to these wonderful stories on mothers, it's like, okay, can I love you even when I'm thinking you're crazy? And then it makes me think about ourselves, because everything we say to anyone out there, three fingers are pointing back, which is something my mother taught me. One finger pointing that way, three are pointing back about at ourselves. So we're really saying the truth about ourselves. So can I love myself when I'm driving myself crazy? Because sometimes we get on these thought processes that are not our highest and best. It's like, oh, I could be thinking a little something different. So reminding ourselves to jump on a different train and have a different train of thought. And finding the peace and love inside. And for me, when I go back to Nebraska and see my mom, I have to be very prayed up. Which is great. It's one of those things. I learned years ago, and this is the thing I love about this philosophy the most, is that we are open at the top. That we know that there are universal laws that happen, like the law of gravity. It's always going to work regardless of anything. The law of attraction, it's always going to work regardless of anything. The law of universal mind, that our thoughts are things and they go out there and they create our life, that we are the sum total of all of our thoughts. And if we want to be more, then we definitely want to think more and higher about ourselves. But we're also open at the top, knowing that not everyone knows everything. And it's the great mysteries in life, that none of us know everything. And I heard this great philosophy that we choose, as a spiritual entity, we choose our parents. I love that. Because then I can say thank you to my children for choosing me, and I can say, oh, that's why I chose my mom. I chose my mom and I chose my dad for certain reasons, and I can look at the best that I got from both of them. Because I would not be who I am had I not had them as parents. So I can forgive them, I can release, and I can move forward, and I can embrace the parts that I love. And the more we make peace with ourselves and the more we love ourselves, the easier it is to love everyone else, which I think is the great thing in life. It's like the more we make peace with ourselves, the easier it is to see the love and the divinity out there. So taking time to sit in the silence and let go of the things of the past and not drag them around with us, but to love ourselves and to focus on the things that are most important, which is love, the most important thing. And the most important thing is seeing the divinity in ourselves so we can see the divinity out there. The talk title today is The Sequence of Creative Order. And I know there's always that, which came first, the thought or the emotion? I always think about this a lot. Because sometimes my emotions run away with me, and it's like, I didn't even have a thought before that. But we always have a thought before the emotion, and it comes very, very quickly. So the creative sequence, our thoughts create our reality, and we have that thought. So the thought comes first. Ernest Holmes says this in The Science of Mind. Throughout the Bible and all sacred books, we find the same ideas that the word, acting as law, produces a result. All of our words, our thoughts, our beliefs are producing something. But right here, we must remember that the word is not something that speaks itself. There is an intelligence that speaks the word. Therefore, an initial movement of creative sequence is absolute intelligence. It's like we've got this sea of amazing intelligence flowing out here, and we tap into different ideas. And the more we take time to really tune into that inner knower, which is our intuition, and I think of that as really our mother energy, our intuitive energy, the more we tap into that, the more we know which direction to go, and the more we see the love and the brilliance. So there is that intelligence that speaks the word. Therefore, initial movement of the creative sequence is absolute intelligence speaking a word, which also becomes absolute because it sets an absolute law in motion for the purpose of producing a definite result. So every time we're thinking something, we set these laws into motion. And because we tend to have 60,000 thoughts a day, we have a lot of things in motion. So if we have so many thoughts every day, wouldn't it make sense to have good positive thoughts about ourselves? Because the more we have good positive thoughts about ourselves, and I'm not talking in an egotistical way, it's like, oh, I'm all that and a bag of chips. Although that can be good too. But having that, I'm making peace with myself and I'm putting down all the things that do not serve me. Because so within, so without. The more we see the good in here, the easier it is to send that divinity and that love out into the universe. And because we're creating the universe and all of our thoughts are creating our world, we want to be so mindful of the things that we say, that we think, and that we believe. And our beliefs happen and our habits happen when we have the same belief, different day, or same thought, different day, same thought, different day. We can change our habits, change our beliefs by changing our mind. And so many people, it's like, yeah, I want to change my life until I have to do any work, right? Because it does take a discipline to really be mindful of what we're thinking, because sometimes there is some really juicy gossip that we just want to, ooh, tell me, what's going on? My mom loves to call me and tell me about what one of my siblings is doing. And because I'm the favorite, I want to, oh, go ahead, tell me. And I've learned to stop. Let's see the highest and best, because everyone's doing the best that they can, which was Louise Hayes' coined phrase that all of us are doing the best we can with where we are in life. And I tell my children that all the time. You know, kids are having babies later in life, so I only have one granddaughter, and I have four amazing children. And my daughter, I have one daughter, three boys, one girl, and my daughter is the one that had a baby, and I'm so grateful. She's like, you know, I learned how hard it is to be a mom. I had no idea what you were going through. The light goes on, so there is a hope at the end of the tunnel. It's like, yes, the light goes on. So when we know how much a person has to do, and I remember that with my mom, is that there was so much that she was going through, dealing with the things that she was dealing with, and she was a very young mom. Most of our parents were really young, and mine are from Nebraska, so it's like, you know, 16, 17, 18, people are having babies, because what else do they do, right? So there are other things that they can do, but there that tends to be the pattern, you know? Get married, have a baby, and that's what you do. So knowing that everyone has been through their own circumstances, we have to really take that into consideration. If I was in their shoes, could I have done better? Would I have done better? And we can get on our egotistical high horse and say, well, yeah, I would. Yet, would we? If we didn't know better, and knowing that everyone is at their own space, it's like, let me love you and honor you where you are, regardless of what's happening out there. And some people had amazing, beautiful, brilliant mothers. I love that you did that. Sing that song for your mommy. It's so sweet. I always think about, if I make good peace with my mom, then I'll have that good peace with my children. And I feel like I do have really good peace with my children, because I told them I'd give them therapy until after they're 25. Anything I damaged, you know, it's like either go get your therapy or you're good. And now you're good. So they're all over 25 now. So it's like, okay, they're good. They're golden. Beautiful. Brilliant. And so we can just love ourselves and love our mothers and love everyone to the next level. And maybe like some of you, and some of you have been like a mother figure and a sister figure and just a love bug to me, I know that sometimes we reach out to other people to be a mother figure to us. I remember Betty Ettinger when I was first going through a bunch of stuff, and I had 4 kids in 3 3/4 years. That was really fast. I was Catholic, so that's what you do. And I had all of this stuff so quickly, and she reparented me in so many beautiful ways. And I remember having a lot of mascara on, and she had a white silk blouse, and I'm just crying, and mascara's all over, and she's not even given a care about it. So it's like sometimes we're just putting everything else aside, and we're just being there. Whether we're male or female, we're there for people in wonderful and loving ways, and remembering to be there for ourselves in beautiful and loving ways. Because sometimes we just need to mother ourselves and say, you know what, it's just time for you to take a little break. Because we get into the do energy, got to do. And sometimes we just have to say, you know what, I'm just going to reparent myself, just remother myself a little bit and put myself in bed and take a little nap and let that be okay. Or I'm going to go ahead and say no when I feel like I should say yes. I'm going to go ahead and say no and take care of myself today, which is what I really encourage everyone to do. Be at the power of your own divinity. And it's like, how am I going to mother myself today? Do I say yes? Do I say no? Where am I in balance? Because when we say yes, 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 and we overextend, then we're off balance. So we want to be in that space of, I'm in my right and perfect space, and I'm going to stay in balance. I'm not going to underextend or overextend. I'm just going to be at that place of love. Ernest Holmes goes on to say this: the principle of the science of mind is exact and mathematical, while the use of it is personal. The sequence of the creative order, or the way the law and the word work, is first of all absolute intelligence. Next, it's the word or thought. Following this, the law is set into motion. Then, at the end of the sequence, in the creation or the formation of the word in definite and specific circumstances, situations or creations, which are the logical, inevitable, mathematical, and mechanical reactions of the law of creative word. Wow, that's a lot, right? But it's like 1 + 1 will always be 2. And anytime we plant a seed, that's what's going to grow. So being very conscious of what our thoughts are. You know I've talked about Dr. Emoto, who did the pictures of the water under a magnifying or under a microscope, pictures of water that was given love, the thought of love, because water is the most receptive element. So the crystal water, beautiful crystals from people saying, I love you. Dirty, mucky water from saying, I hate you, is how the water would come out. He also did an experiment with rice, and I don't know if any of you know this. He did an experiment with rice. So plain rice, white rice, in a jar with some water. This one here, the first one, he had 3 jars of rice. The first one, everyone's going to say, thank you, I love you. The second one, you're stupid. And the third one, nothing. We're not going to do anything with that one. So when they came back to the rice, after a week, the rice that was, everyone was saying, thank you, I love you, was still white and intact. The one that said, you're stupid, was black. And the one that they didn't do anything with went rotten. Isn't that interesting? So it's like, okay, our thoughts are creating something. If we do nothing, then it's like stagnant water. If we do nothing, if we're not giving ourselves love and affirmations every day, which is so important, because it's really, really easy to have little things start to slip in. And the media out there has so many things that are just slipping in. You know, there's the bulletin board that says you don't weigh enough, or you weigh too much, and oh, you need this kind of deodorant, and oh, you should be drinking this protein drink. So there's so many things out there in the media, and it's like it's all just slipping in. And because we have over 60,000 thoughts a day, we have to be mindful. Am I saying you're beautiful, you're amazing, you're wonderful, and keeping everything intact? Or am I saying things like, oh, you're stupid, this isn't working, I don't care about you, where everything turns black, or where we're just not doing anything at all, where everything's turning rotten? So it's like we want to take our thoughts to a new level, take our thoughts to a space of, I love who I am, and I'm doing everything to make sure that living with myself, because we always get to live with us, right? No matter where you go, there you are. Yay! Best day ever! Until we have thoughts that take us down a space that is not serving us, or if we have actions that are taking us down a space that are not serving us. So what are your thoughts? What are your actions? What are your beliefs? Because everything is setting something in motion. Everything is. It's part of the sequence of life. Everything is doing something, and our thoughts are things. So we want to make sure that the thoughts that we have are positive. And I read somewhere that about 3 positive affirmations are said from each person each day, and everything else is negative. So let's build that up. Let's go to at least 10 positive thoughts about ourselves, and remembering that the subconscious mind, our subjective mind, is subject to our conscious thoughts, does not know the difference between a dream and the truth, a lie, reality, and it doesn't know the difference between you and me. So if I'm saying something about someone else, I might as well be saying it about myself. So I'm knowing that my mother is beautiful and brilliant and amazing. I'm knowing that there's beautiful, I'm just happy to be home, beautiful, amazing people here that are so full of love and talent and amazingness. And remembering that we spot it, we got it, because it's flowing in as and through us, and we are creating our world. We're creating our life. So with that, your mission, should you choose to accept it, and I know you're going to, is 10 amazing things as you mother yourself to the next level, whether you be a mother, father, or something in between. And I know we've all mothered either an animal or a person or a friend in that way of just giving love. So we've all been a mother or mother energy at one point or another. Or even mothering ourselves. So mothering ourselves today, yay! Being nice to ourselves, keeping ourselves in balance, and seeing the divinity in each and every person, and 10 positive things about yourself. Doing that in the mirror is really amazing. I remember I took voice lessons once upon a time ago, and the guy who was teaching the class, he's like, you never sang in the mirror with your mom, did you? No, I didn't. And it's easy to take it to that downward spiral. It's like, no, I didn't. But then I thought, it's very important that I sing in the mirror with my daughter. And let me tell you, my boys would run screaming. Because we would sing loud and proud in the mirror, making peace with the image in the mirror and making peace with our voices. So making peace with ourselves, regardless of anything else out here. That's how we mother ourselves, making peace. Letting go of the past and being in this moment that everything is divine and perfect. So as you find those 10 amazing things to say about yourself in the mirror, at night, before you go to bed, and all day long, just planting those seeds, knowing that we are growing the best life ever. So let's take all of this energy and go inside our heart of hearts as we just for a moment close our eyes to any distraction. Knowing that in this moment, that every part of our body is receptive to our thoughts, just like the rice, just like the water, all of the elements that flow through us are part of that oneness. Knowing that there is one divine, intelligent, absolute power. That power flows the universe, keeps the planets in alignment. That same power that flows the ocean flows right where we are. That we are one in this divine soup. In this beautiful cosmic reality that we get to create our own reality. As I speak my word and claim for each and every one of us that there is a beautiful divine healing. As we just release anything of the past, knowing that everyone in our experience, including us, were doing the best that they could. With every moment in time, with the emotional, mental, and physical development that they had at that moment. As we step into a space of love, love for ourselves, love for our families, love for the universe. As we just send that love out there, knowing that there is healing, and as we send that love out there, it flows right back to us. That is part of the creative sequence. It flows right back to us. That we step into that space of gratitude. I am so grateful for an amazing life, for a beautiful spiritual family, for a wonderful family where I can see the divinity in each and every person as and while I see the divinity in myself. That in that gratitude space, each and every person here sees themselves in their mind's eye, looking in the mirror, seeing your beautiful eyes shine back, saying, regardless of everything else in life, right here, right now, you are here. You are present. You are divine. And you are worthy of the best life ever. As we just claim that, as I release my word into the universal action of the law, knowing that wonderful things are unfolding in, as, and through each and every one of us. As we anchor this in mind together by saying, and so it is. Namaste. Thank you.